When we think of the risks that face young athletes, usually we think of concussions. But the number one killer of young athletes during exercise is something called sudden cardiac arrest. It's a condition in which the heart goes into an irregular and potentially lethal rhythm. Sudden cardiac arrest was thrust into the spotlight 25 years ago when college basketball player Hank Gathers collapsed during a national televised game and died.
And the gym just got silent. I mean, you can hear a pin drop. And that was it.
That's a clip from an ESPN documentary about Hank Gathers' death from sudden cardiac arrest, and we've seen similar deaths close to home.
A couple years back at a local school, there was a high school student who was a competitive soccer player. They were in PE class, and during PE class, they were running the mile. And as they ran the mile, he collapsed on the track. And unfortunately, the individual died.
Jonathan Dresner is director of the University of Washington Medicine Center for Sports Cardiology.
What is partly sad about this case is not just the loss of a young life, which is so terribly tragic and what we're trying to prevent, but that the school had defibrillators inside that were not brought out to the scene. And AEDs or portable defibrillators are life-saving devices that can shock a heart back into a normal rhythm. They're safe to use. People have to know when to use them. And I think that one of the issues about sudden cardiac arrest in student athletes is it doesn't occur every day, thankfully. But that also makes it hard to recognize and to understand what to do.
Dr. Dresner didn't want to name the school where the student died, but he says there are multiple cases like this every year here in Washington State, and sudden cardiac deaths are often underreported. According to researchers, a young athlete dies from a cardiac incident once every 3 days in the United States. Well, last month, Governor Inslee signed a bill designed to help protect student athletes in Washington State, and Dr. Dresner was instrumental in building support for that bill. It's called the Sudden Cardiac Awareness Act.
It's supposed to raise awareness to what sudden cardiac arrest is, how to recognize it if it occurs, and what to do in the case of emergency. You know, every student athlete in Washington State, every parent of those student athletes, and all of the coaches will be required to read information about sudden cardiac arrest every year. And that's a wonderful mechanism to provide information that could be life-saving. And then importantly, in addition, all of the coaches will be required to undergo a training video so they can see what sudden cardiac arrest is in a mock scenario and understand how to respond. Because the initial response of recognizing sudden cardiac arrest is really the most critical step to starting your life-saving procedures. And if you recognize cardiac arrest, student athlete is collapsed and unresponsive. Number one, call 911. Number two, call for the defibrillator. Number three, start chest compressions or your CPR. And those three simple steps will be life-saving.
So know that the student is experiencing a cardiac incident and then know what to do after that. Now, you mentioned that in this one case, there was a defibrillator at the school, but they didn't know step one. They didn't realize what was going on. They didn't realize the defibrillator would help. Does this bill go far enough? For example, does it require there are defibrillators at all schools?
It doesn't. It doesn't require that defibrillators be at all schools, and it also doesn't require that schools practice the response to a cardiac emergency, which I think needs to be a yearly event at a minimum. The same way we practice our fire drills at our schools, we need to practice these drills, so to speak, of how we respond to a life-threatening situation in one of our students on campus. The bill is a wonderful step. It really moves the needle quite a bit forward, but there's definitely more that the state should consider and can do. And to me, there's really no excuse if your schools don't have defibrillators. But as that story highlights, the defibrillators are just half of the equation. The other half of the equation is the planning and the preparation that go with it, the training to understand when to use it, to recognize quickly a cardiac emergency, and now to use that life-saving device.
Now, can you screen student athletes before they're put in these situations that can bring on cardiac arrest?
We can screen student athletes before the situation, and we are screening student athletes. I think the problem is that in most settings, the screen that we're doing is ineffective. Student athletes who suffer sudden cardiac arrest typically have an unknown, undetected heart condition without symptoms. And the first sign that they actually have a heart problem is most likely going to be their cardiac arrest. So they're very hard to detect. When you bring a kid into the office and you ask them about maybe heart-related symptoms or even sometimes family history, or all you do is listen to the heart on examination. And so it is a challenge to detect these individuals who are at risk. At the University of Washington Center for Sports Medicine, we screen all of our athletes with an electrocardiogram, an EKG. It is a non-invasive tool that allows us to take a peek beneath the surface and get another evaluation of the heart. And with an EKG, we can detect many of the conditions that are silent, without symptoms, without examination findings, but could pose a life-threatening risk to the student-athlete.
Well, it's done at UW. Should it be done at all high schools, at all middle schools, to make sure that there's not some hidden killer in that student's body?
I think that if the EKG can be done well, interpreted in experienced hands, and with the right cardiology resources around you to provide some of the investigations that might be required for abnormal ECGs, then I think undoubtedly it's a better screen, and I would support it. The problem is we don't have the infrastructure in Washington State or across the nation to provide EKG screening in all of our student athletes at the youth and the high school level. And so that's where we are right now in this issue, is we see a deficiency in our current model, which is history and physical. We see a better model when it's practiced at institutions like the University of Washington, but there's a large infrastructure gap between going from point A to point B. We do offer a heart screen for student athletes or for any athlete or really any individual at the Center for Sports Cardiology, and it's only $50.
When you do that screen for $50 for the student athletes, do you sometimes come back to them and say, you probably shouldn't be playing football, you probably shouldn't be in track?
It's very, very unusual to find a heart condition that will require disqualification from competitive athletics. There are many issues that we find, electrical issues of the heart, that are actually treatable or even curable, or where we can modify the risk with medications or sometimes activity modification. That's what we're aiming to do. That's why we're doing sports physicals anyway. We're trying to identify kids at risk, and we're trying to ensure that they're safe on the playing field. As a sports medicine physician, I'm not the disqualifier. I want to be the person who ensures their safety on the playing field. I want kids to play sports, and I want them to exercise. There are unequivocal benefits, both health and social and other, to regular exercise. So we want to promote that. We just want to make sure the kids are safe.
Dr. Jonathan Dresner, director of the University of Washington Medical Center for Sports Cardiology. He's instrumental in building support for a bill recently signed by Governor Inslee, designed to help protect Washington student athletes from sudden cardiac arrest. And as he notes in our conversation, there is more work to be done on that.